Britain's Prince Harry has laid bare the pain of life in the public spotlight and a heightened level of media intrusion that he attributes to phone hacking by Mirror Group newspapers. He told the London High Court that alleged hacking since he was a teenager made him feel he couldn't trust anybody, and this led to bouts of depression and paranoia. And he laid much blame at the door of former Mirror editor, now TV personality, Piers Morgan. Morgan has always denied any knowledge of hacking or any illegal activities. Prince Harry will resume his evidence later today. He said Britain is judged globally by the state of its press and government, both of which, he said, are at rock bottom. Tom Symonds is BBC Home Affairs correspondent. Tom, good morning. It was quite the day. Was this a prince revealing again and in even more detail than he did in his book and in his Oprah and other interviews the impact of him of living life in Britain as a royal?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, obviously, within the context of this quite large court case, but he didn't avoid the opportunity to make clear what he says about this, the effect the media has had on him. I think probably the most telling statement was in his witness statement. He said, in the eyes of the newspapers, you're either the playboy prince, the failure, the dropout, in my case, the thicko, the cheat, the underage drinker, the irresponsible drug taker, the list goes on. And he said that he felt that he was playing up to a lot of these headlines. But I think the reason he was there was to prove specifically that in 33 newspaper stories, the newspapers had breached his privacy by using unlawful techniques to get information about him, specifically phone hacking, accessing voicemail messages, but also paying private investigators to get hold of information like flight details or medical records or that sort of thing. Of course, the newspaper has a different side, another argument.
And of course, it is about the detail, as you say. This is a court case. How was he on the detail, and how was he under cross-examination?
Well, the cross-examination by Andrew Green, KC, on behalf of Mirror Group newspapers was very specific. It was literally going through each of the reports, the stories that Prince Harry himself and his legal team have selected as part of this case, and trying to make the case that they came from legitimate sources. So to give you an example, there was a story in 2003 in the People newspaper about the prince calling a former butler, who butlered to his mother, Princess Diana, two-faced in a voicemail to Prince William. And the case was put in court that this was not phone hacking, but based on royal sources, things that people have been saying in the palace. And of course, that's quite a detailed question, quite a detailed submission to the prince, to Prince Harry. Prince Harry's answers were more general. He often said that there was suspicion around the story because a payment had been made at the time to a private investigator. There are some receipts to that effect that the Mirror Group has disclosed, or that newspaper journalists had to be asked what the source of the stories were. It wasn't for him to make this claim. Of course, you might say it is for him to make this claim, to make this point, to prove what he's saying in court. And if his evidence fell short, I think it was in that respect that he was giving quite general and you could even say vague answers to quite specific questions. But he was collected. I've seen other people go to pieces in front of cross-examination. He kept his head. He was a little bit terse. Occasionally there was the odd joke. And he made clear it wasn't an experience he was enjoying.
He is back again today, but is this for him and indeed for the royal family a high-stakes game? I mean, he was dipping his toe into political matters yesterday.
It is a high-stakes game for him. It's not a high-stakes game for the royal family because they've effectively cut their links with him to a great degree. And of course, this is the first of three major cases he has against three different newspaper groups, pretty much the tabloids, all of the tabloids publishers in the UK. And so if he loses this, then that will be a huge blow. And as you say, he did decide to not just point a legal finger at these newspapers, but a political finger at them and the government as well. He said of the modern media in general that even the government is scared of alienating them because position is power, and that was incredibly worrying, he said, for the UK. Our country is judged globally, his statement said, by the state of our press and our government, both of which I believe are at rock bottom.
More to come. Tom Symonds from the BBC. Thank you.